So before Video SDK, right? How are you solving the VKYC and how integrating Video SDK changed that or improved the experience for you and your end users?
We were experimenting with a new initiative where we wanted to onboard customers from different countries, or Indian customers, or NRIs from other countries who are in other countries to open bank accounts in India. So those are called NRO and NRE accounts, bank accounts. So there is a initiative or a new exploration that is done by our company with partnership with a bank or federal. So to do that, we wanted a different KYC experience that our existing vendors didn't have. So we were exploring to build something in-house. To build a platform that will help to orchestrate this entire onboarding journey, the KYC experience. And we were exploring in-house solution. Initially, we tried to build from scratch using the WebRTC technology and taking or using some infrastructure from AWS. AWS has infrastructure to orchestrate the WebRTC even. So we explored that to build in-house. That involved challenges, or the go-to-market, the time it takes to go-to-market was huge, because we would have built our own mobile SDK, web SDK, and even the infrastructure integration with a service, right? So all of those would have been an involved effort. So what we tried to do is I started exploring all the other available solutions. We explored a bunch of options, and Video SDK was one among it. And with little help, even before reaching out to the team, we went through the document and we were able to get a good head start on how to experiment with this platform to build our product, right? We did a very small POC over the document. We were able to get to a good understanding that this will fit well for our use case. Then we connected with the team and the support was very seamless, and whatever new feature or any help needed to make things work, we got good support from the team also to get it to a very stable state in a very short period of time.
One thing I would like to know about is the time to integrate. You said went through our documentation and you were easily able to, get a POC.
Within a day, we were able to do a quick POC. The challenge is that we have never done a video call or video interaction, right? We first wanted to get a sense that whether we will be able to pull that off or not. So when we went to the Video SDK documentation, we were able to just do that in a single day. We wore a web SDK, were able to make a video call happen. So that itself gave us the confidence that this project can go smoothly. So within a day, we were able to do a POC, and then it took at least a week, I guess, to actually integrate into our mobile platform and do a next phase of testing. But the initial POC just took a day for us to get a conclusion that this product will actually suit us.
Is there any particular feature of Video SDK you use a lot?
Yeah, so I think the integration or the controls that you have, for instance, one side of the video call, the party can control the other aspects, for example, to switch the camera, to control the aspects or the quality, whatever things that we have to change, right? I think that those features were out of the box. The support is out of the box, where someone can remotely control the camera or other capabilities in the other end. That is one feature that really helped us we would have done a lot of things to handle it. And it also has a events pipeline, I guess, where you could send notifications or events that can be consumed by your the parties in the call or the members in the call. Those two features help us to solve a lot of our use cases. The video recording feature is one other important feature that helped us initially. where out of the box you could record your, get a high quality recording and use it. And one other feature I remember is that you could take a high definition photo and use it. Usually when you take a photo, it depends on the quality of the video stream, right? But even if the quality of the video is less, you could just take a high definition photo from the party and then consume it. Those are some important features that we that really help to improve the experience that we wanted to build.
So another part of Video SDK is the infrastructure and low latency, right? How was your experience there?
Yeah, I think Video SDK provides some good capabilities there. For instance, it has auto mode where it identifies the network bandwidth or the latency, and then it keeps switching the quality so that your video call, the call never gets interrupted or there is no lag in your call. But based on the network capabilities, it chooses the best option available. And it also supports multiple different protocol over HTTP versus UDP, RTCP versus UDP, and then the protocol identifies what is the best possible way to stream the video, which all help to improve the user experience or the video call quality, right? I think that is one important aspect that we also experienced when we had call, where even in a low network, we were able to complete the call even though the quality drops, but we never had an issue in lag. That is one aspect that I would like to call out. Yes.